Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic sidekick. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Now, buckle up because today's episode is all about something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. Embracing vulnerability and authenticity. You hear me right, folks. In a world obsessed with perfection, curated online personas, and putting on a brave face 24/7, being genuinely vulnerable feels almost dangerous. Like admitting weakness or opening yourself up to hurt. But hold on a minute. The Stoics knew a thing or two about strength, and they also understood that true power comes from facing our imperfections head on. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the incredible benefits of embracing vulnerability. 1. It builds real connections. Ever feel like you're going through the motions in your relationships? Maybe you're nodding along, agreeing to things, but not really connecting on a deeper level. That's often because we're afraid to show our true selves, our fears, our insecurities, our hopes, and dreams. But guess what? When we let down those walls and allow ourselves to be seen authentically, that's when real connections blossom. It's like taking off the social media filters and letting people see the amazing mess that is you. 2. It boosts self-acceptance. Think about it, how many times have you spent agonizing over a perceived flaw? Comparing yourself to others? Chasing an impossible standard of perfection? When we embrace vulnerability, we stop fighting ourselves and start accepting who we are, flaws and all. It's a liberating feeling. Remember, Stoicism isn't about denying our emotions, it's about understanding them and working with them, not against them. 3. It fuels personal growth. Vulnerability is like this scary roller coaster you've been avoiding, the one that promises breathtaking views, but also a few stomach-churning drops. Facing our weaknesses, fears, and challenges head-on can be terrifying, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Each time we step outside of our comfort zone, we learn something new about ourselves, build resilience, and ultimately become stronger. 4. It fosters empathy. When we share our vulnerabilities, we invite others to do the same. This creates a safe space for open and honest communication, allowing us to truly understand each other's experiences and connect on a deeper level. Think of it as building bridges of empathy instead of walls of isolation. 5. It makes you more courageous. Here's the thing. True courage isn't about being fearless, it's about facing your fears despite the discomfort. And vulnerability is at the heart of that courage. By showing up authentically, imperfections and all, you're taking a stand for yourself and your values. That takes guts. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, something you've been nervous about for weeks. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you're tempted to stick to the script and avoid any potential slip-ups. But then, you remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those nerves, and decide to share a personal anecdote that relates to your topic. Guess what? The audience connects with your vulnerability, they find your presentation more engaging, and you feel a sense of accomplishment because you dare to be yourself. See, vulnerability doesn't weaken us, it empowers us. Remember, folks, the Stoic path isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about living intentionally, embracing our humanity, and finding strength in our imperfections. So today's challenge. Identify one area where you're holding back your authenticity. Maybe it's sharing a personal story with a friend, admitting a mistake at work, or simply being more open and honest with yourself. Take that small step towards vulnerability and watch how it transforms your life. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of authentic individuals who support each other on this journey towards strength and wisdom. Until next time, keep those Stoic muscles flexed.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.